This episode is brought to you by Clouseau. Are you tired of spending countless hours producing software videos and writing help documentation for your customers? What you need is Clouseau. Simply upload a rough screen recording of your product. Clouseau will instantly transform it into a studio quality explainer video and a step-by-step how-to article. Clouseau handles all steps of the video production process, from writing your video script to generating a professional AI voiceover. It adds stunning zoom effects, highlights, and branding to your videos too. You can also translate your content into over 30 languages in just one click. And if your videos ever go out of date, there's no need to remake them from scratch. Clouseau makes it super easy to replace outdated clips and voiceovers. 10x your video production speed today at Clouseau.io. That's Clouseau.io. All right. Welcome, everybody, to CLAB, the Customer Education Laboratory, where we explore how to build customer education programs, experiment with new approaches, and exterminate the myths and the bad advice that we get all the time, which traditionally stops growth dead in its tracks. I am Dave Darrington, and I am pleased today to have my friend Neil Villar from Clouseau. Neil, introduce yourself real quick, and let's have a great discussion.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. So I'm Neil. I'm one of the co-founders at Clouseau. And at Clouseau, we are building the fastest and easiest way for anyone to create, you know, studio quality videos and documentation for any digital workflow.
It's awesome. And we're going to get all into it today, and we're going to learn about you. As we usually do, we always do our little international day of today, and not a lot of great ones today, but it is Global Champagne Day. So I'll raise my invisible flute of champagne and a toast to Clouseau. And all right, so first, this is one of our sponsored episodes where we get to spotlight Clouseau. This is a platform that I've been excited about learning a lot more about, and I've had that opportunity to do it, which makes it even all that more fun. To set the stage for all of us here, we are obsessed with, like we said, ways to improve, learn new approaches, ways to improve the craft. And here we're trying to keep up to date with tools just like Clouseau that, at least I'm going to put it out there, that I think this is one of those tools that can really help us rapidly grow a baseline of content. So where we're in that gap of, I need to make stuff, I need help, it's just me, we're going to learn about this. Clouseau gained our attention this year and part of last. It's been screaming up the charts, right, Neil? You know, it's the, like you said, the easiest and fastest way to create stunning videos, documentation for customers and employee training. Let's get into this. So, Neil, you know what I always like to do is put the script aside and let's talk about you. Let's talk about Clouseau. Let's get to know you first. So can you tell us a little bit more about you and your background and how you got here to Clouseau? Let's just start talking about it.
Yeah, sure. I am Neil. I am 24 years old, and I'm normally based in Bangalore or San Francisco. So I typically spend 6 months here in Bangalore in India and 6 months in San Francisco. And my co-founders and I, we actually all met in IIT Madras. It's an engineering college in India.
Oh, nice.
And we all graduated from college in May last year, May 2023. And when we all, were friends in the first year of our college, and then in the third year of our college, during COVID, we thought, let's all try and build something together, and let's try and start up. And we actually started working together on multiple different ideas. And then the product that we were working on before was DeskLab. So it was a tool to help, students and researchers create better notes on the digital documents that they were reading.
Right.
And we scaled that to 40,000 plus users in just a few months. But then one thing we realized there was monetization was a big challenge because, of course, students don't have a lot of money to pay for software.
Right.
And that's when we are like, as a business, we would not be able to build a big business out of it. And that's when we decided to pivot from DeskLab to something else. And during our pivoting process, we explored multiple different ideas. And then we finally actually landed at Clouseau. And at Cluso, we are basically trying to solve one of the problems that we personally, you know, faced at our previous startup. And that's basically product education. So one of the biggest problems that we faced at our previous startup was a lot of our users were churning because they could not figure out how to use our product. So 70% of the users would just come in, use it for 10 to 15 minutes, a couple of days, and would never come back and use the product. Mm-hmm. But then the rest 30% of the users, they were actually spending hours and hours of time on our product, creating notes for their digital documents. And when we actually interviewed the users from the same demographics as well, one thing that we realized is this 30% of the users who were actually, you know, using the product very actively were the ones who actually watched our demo videos that we had published on our YouTube channel and the website. And the other users who were not using it actively or the ones who churned were basically the ones who did not understand how to use the product or, you know, some of the marquee features that we had on the product. And that's when we realized product education is really, really important for any business to, you know, succeed and actually make their customers successful. And as I mentioned, like, you know, the 30% of the users who used the product very actively were the ones who actually watched the two demo videos or, you know, two use case videos that we had created for our product. But actually creating those videos took us a lot of time. We spent close to a week creating like a 3 to 4 minute video. And of course, as a software startup, you know, there's so many more features that you want to, that you keep adding, you know, pretty much every day, every week. And then the product keeps going out of date as well. So it's just not possible to, you know, spend so much time on creating each video. It's not feasible at all. And that's when we were like, okay, how do we solve for a problem like this? We spoke to a lot of software companies, in San Francisco, understood the kind of problems that they're facing in creating videos itself. And that's when we started Cluso, with which we're trying to solve, for this exact problem of product education, which is, you know, how do we help anyone create really good videos and documentation very, very quickly? And, you know, how do we make that process much, much, much faster? Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of things that that I want to tap on right now, because what you've just said, Neil, to me, wrappers into it, it's kind of very meta. Right? And you know what I mean? That here you are coming out of university, you've got this idea, you've tested experiences, you're in San Francisco, you're moving back and forth. And in fact, that corridor that you have open in for your business is great, because, you know, I've worked with companies like Gainsight where we have a strong parity in two different locations. And, you know, now we're, if now I'm channeling myself when I go back to when I started working in education at Gainsight, that the problem set you're experiencing is what we all experience in one form or another, it emerges. And you just so happen to have these tools and the approach from the platform you were trying to make in the first place and pivoted that into something you go, well, now we're solving our own problem and we're the company that's you know what? I didn't think about this going into that, being that this is National Champagne Day. There's this phrase that we say of drinking our own champagne, where you're absolutely doing that. Well, okay, Neil, let's probably talk about, let's try to make this related to customer education and product education, and I want to pull on some of those threads. So tell me, let me position this a little bit differently. Because of where you were and what you were thinking about in building this platform, this resonates with me as a practitioner. I work for startups.
Yep.
You are at that part of the journey where you're a startup and now you're trying to show your product. You, like me and all of the peers that are listening out there, have this moment that, how do we get all this material together as fast as possible? But we don't have a lot of time, right? Or there's so much to subsume.
Yep.
Or now we've got AI. How do we get all this out? Tell me a little bit more about those key features about what Cluso does well, and I've seen it now. So get me started on that journey. And I want to talk about that, because what I want to start adding in on this is we're not just talking about Cluso as a platform and a product. We're also talking about your experience in generating education around your own product, which is an education, kind of an education product, you know?
Yeah.
It, it, Tell me a little bit. Let's go a little bit into that. What was that moment where you said, hey, we've got this platform, how we can use this to educate people?
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, anyone who has recorded a video before knows how challenging it is to get it right in the first time. And anytime you're recording a video, you end up, you know, re-recording it again and again and again, because, you know, sometimes you forget to mention things, sometimes you, you know, make some mistakes, sometimes there's background noise and whatnot. And, you know, even after multiple re-recordings, sometimes you're still not happy with the quality of the video. And, you know, one thing that we had seen some people do because of this workflow is they would do the screen recording of their product or feature separately. And then they would do the voiceover separately and then try and put them together, you know, and then, you know, sync them manually on any other platform.
Yeah.
But then, of course, that process is super manual. And even after you do all of that, you still need to add some other branding effects, you know, zoom effects to make it more engaging, some call out boxes and all of that. So it's a super manual process to create, you know, any kind of, you know, screen recorded video, like be it for your, you know, customer or employee training. And it takes up, you know, hours and hours of time doing this.
Right.
So with Clueso, we actually revamped this entire process. The way it works is you just input an ordinary screen recording of you explaining any workflow on your screen with your own voice. Mm-hmm. Just think of it as if you're explaining something to someone who's sitting right next to you, and just do a very raw recording and you upload that on Clueso. And from that, Clueso automatically generates a professional video. So here's a few things, you know, here are some few things that it does for you. So firstly, it writes out the script for your video. The way it does is it understands the context of the video from your original audio. And our AI automatically rewrites the script in a really nice way in your own brand voice, making it, you know, much more professional automating the process of actually script creation itself. So that's the first thing that it does. Now, of course, once the script is ready, the voiceover that we did is, of course, still, you know, very rough and raw, because there's, like, you know, when you're recording videos, there's ums and ahs and mistakes and whatnot. So what Clueso does is once the script is ready, you can pick a voiceover of your choice and then generate the video with an AI voiceover. So it replaces your original audio out with, you know, a very professional, natural sounding AI voiceover in the accent of your choice.
Yeah.
And, you know, once the voiceover is added, of course, now you've got a very good video with a very, you know, crisp and engaging script with a really professional voiceover as well. And then it automatically also adds zoom effects to your videos to make it, you know, much more engaging and easy to follow along by focusing on the right part of the screens. It adds callout boxes. It adds blur effects to blur out sensitive information on screen. It adds, you know, your branding, like intro, outro, like a nice background elements as well to your screen. And it automatically also identifies portions in your videos where there's huge loading screens or, you know, a lot of typing that you were doing in a form. So it automatically speeds up those portions as well to make your final video much more engaging and easy to follow along. So it automates all of this for you. And of course, after it has done that, you still have complete flexibility to edit any of this as you need. So basically what we are trying to do is anything like creating videos typically, you know, on an average from what we have seen after talking to our users and customers is they spend close to 5 to 6 hours creating like a 2-minute video on average. And with Clueso, that process becomes like a 15 to 20 minutes process. So it's like at least 10 times faster. And for some, you know, teams, you're able to make that process like, you know, 30 to 40 times faster as well.
Now, yeah.
Because of this, of course, education teams who need to create a lot of content and content at scale, think about the impact that it can have. Now, instead of creating, you know, a few videos a week, now they can create tens of videos, you know, a week because of how fast the process is and still have a lot more time to focus on the other parts of their job, which, you know, require more human involvement and, you know, which actually, you know, it's just something that AI can't do. So what we are trying to do is basically take out all of the manual work that you spend hours and hours of time on and automate all of that for you so that you can, you know, spend time on the other jobs of yours that, you know, the AI can't do. So that's one piece. And Clueso automatically generates a step-by-step documentation as well. So, you know, as you already know, different users have different preferences of going through content. Some prefer going through video, some prefer, you know, going through like a step-by-step documentation with screenshots. So our AI automatically generates the documentation as well for you. And this way, you know, just in a few minutes from a raw video, you get a really professional video along with the step-by-step documentation, which is just, you know, magical for anyone who used to spend hours and hours creating this content.
Okay, I want to interrupt
you. That's essentially what we do.
Yes, I want to interrupt you, and I want to talk about workflow now, because all of what you've described and your application, before we talked over the last week or so, I've been using your platform, using Clouseau. Mm-hmm. And now I get exactly what you're saying. And I want to take you through the workflow. I want to take you back a little bit. When you and your team were making the original content, what kind of tools? Okay, so the process is I'm recording a video, I'm recording an audio. I bet your first pass was like me. It's you sit in front of something, you use a tool, you're doing all this work, and you're talking through everything, and there's your video, and then you edit it. What kind of tooling were you using then to do that? Well, how were you recording all that?
At a previous company?
No, when you were making, say, that first demo video, how did you approach that? How did you do that the first time without Clouseau? What was your workflow?
Right. Absolutely. So without Clouseau, the workflow was something like, you know, doing the screen recording with a QuickTime player or, you know, any kind of screen recorder tool.
I was trying to get.
And then, you know, you would use something like a Premiere Pro or, you know, Camtasia to actually put your video on and then, you know, edit out all the video and then, you know, actually sort of add some effects to your video as well. Mm-hmm. And then for the voiceover, you do the recording with some separate mic altogether and then put that on this tool as well and then put the voice and the audio together by trimming out different sections and all of that. So that was the initial process. That's the process that most teams follow right now.
Right.
Yes.
And that's what I was hoping you would say exactly that. That it's painful. It takes a long time. I know when I started doing this, I had no awareness of any of the tools that were out there already, right? Even basic screen recording. I understood that. I understood how to record. But what I'm trying to do is connect us to that pain. How hard was that? It was so hard because you had to have the patience, the time. You had to physically script out what you were doing, or I did. And then you talked all through it. So my voice was raw and I was tired and the support team in my company was having a party outside on the entire week I was trying to record. I don't know. No, it's support.
Yeah.
So that pain, that's what I'd hoped you say. And now, okay, let me reflect real quick on the experience of actually using the platform, because what we do in C-Lab is talk with people like you and have products that we use. And wow, it takes me back when you said the word magic. I'm seeing the potential for AI in a real way of helping, a real way, not a, I'm going to, like, it's really great to have tools that can transcribe, that can change your language, that can come up with a voice, but to have something knit together, a tapestry of me doing something really complicated and turn that into a semi-finished product or a finished product that I might need a little flair here and there on, that's transformative. And what I think throughout this video we should talk about more is where does it fit in? How does that work to accelerate what you're doing? What's next, right? Because the conversation on here is wrapping this into what customer education does. So give me one moment to set the stage is why I was so excited to talk with you and even more so to get in Neil, I'll ask you this again. I'd really like to go deeper into the platform and see some of the things that maybe some of your customers have done or the responses that they have after using this in real time, right? Because in customer education, the key is, I want to say we have the need for speed, but it's not just that. A customer education, somebody said, I was talking to the other day, I think it was Andrew from Parta. I'll have to give appropriate attribution. Now, customer education is kind of like a template or an example of how we do education at speed, at scale, for all other fields, even L&D and even enablement. Why? Because we figured out how to optimize for speed and quality while keeping cost down. Mm-hmm. So what now, that frames it up, like we're trying to get content out there really quick. And that's been so hard because you go to an education person, they go, whoa, wait a minute, wait, time out. You want me to do what and how long? And me as the manager says, no, we've got to get a university, a whole academy, we need to build content. We need to get that done in a few months. And you're like, that's never going to happen. with Huso, now we can talk about opening up our company and other people, right? So
yep.
Tell me about how you would think in now that you're working with customers and now that you've gone to bigger and bigger accounts and you say, okay, now we're going to use this platform, you're going to be able to use this platform and you're starting to see eyes open. How is that affecting the workflow of the companies, the people that you're working with in more customer education environments?
Absolutely. So that's a great question. So let's take, you know, two different scenarios. Let's take a scenario wherein, you know, there's a customer education team, very small customer education team, let's say 1 to 2, 3 people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, they're just starting to build out like a new university or an academy for their product. And, you know, now they've got like a ton of videos to create. And then the timeline is like, you know, let's say 2 to 3 months in which, you know, they need to create all of these videos.
Right.
But, you know, given how much time it takes to create all of this content and, you know, the current processes, it's super manual, as you already know, and that would take them hours and hours of time to get each video out. Now, with Kluso, we fit in their workflow really, really well, and then we become the part of their process itself, wherein they just do the initial recording very quickly. Kluso does the job of actually creating a professional video for them, which matches, you know, 95% or, like, you know, sometimes 100% of their quality as well. And then, you know, basically it does automates all of the process that they would have typically spent, you know, multiple hours on. But now it's just like a few minutes process and they get the video out very quickly. And so that now they can focus, you know, more time on actually building out, you know, the course and then figuring out, you know, how to structure the content itself, how to communicate that, you know, with the users. So the video creation process is something where, you know, we exactly come in and we kind of, you know, speed up that entire process for them to be able to create videos at scale. So now, instead of, like, you know, in a week, they would have normally created, like, you know, a couple of videos or 3-4 videos. But now with a tool like Kluso, they'll be able to do, you know, 10 to 20 videos in a week or much higher than that as well. And that's how we kind of, you know, give like a magical wand to like small education teams wherein, which is, you know, if they have to spend like months and months to create the content. But now with Kluso, they can get their academy out in just a few weeks. So that's how it helps, let's say, small education teams. Now, let's take a scenario of a bigger education team where there are, you know, let's say more than 5-6 people who are actually, you know, normally involved in creating all of this content, be it, you know, customer training or employee training content. Now, when the team is much bigger, of course, there are a lot of different people using different tools probably, or, you know, they have their own ways of creating content. And because of which the content quality might not be consistent. And, you know, that's not super professional as well.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in as well. Because, you know, we standardize the process. We just give a rough video and then Kluso gives you the output in the, you know, like as you want it. And then, of course, on the platform, you can check out, you can also set out, you know, all the guidelines for your brand, what the language should be for the script, you know, what the color should be for all the call out boxes and all of that. So that way, the consistency is maintained irrespective of how big the team is. And of course, you know, the bigger the organization gets, there's more and more requirements from a lot of different teams for, you know, creating videos, like, you know, be it like sales enablement, L&D, like, you know, customer education, like, you know, creating use case specific videos and whatnot. And this, like, the requirement of for videos and creating content just keeps scaling, but it's always not possible to scale the team at the same pace as well. You know, there's like only a limited budget that you have, and then you cannot keep expanding the team. And that's exactly where we come in as well, because now instead of, you know, like, because you don't have budget for hiring so many new team members now, but with a tool like Kluso, you can still create all of the content that you want to because of how, you know, fast the process is and how much it automates. And of course, you know, the process is super fast, but it also ensures that the quality of the content is still, you know, what you need. And, you know, it does, you know, basically it automates the parts of the process which are typically super trivial, super mundane, and all of that is, you know, automatically taken care of. And that's how it helps bigger education teams.
Perfect.
And we also work with customers where there's no education team at all. So think of, like, you know, small startups of up to Series A, Series B stage. And then, you know, there's like sometimes it's product managers, sometimes it's, you know, founders themselves creating videos. And then, you know, they have never created videos or used any of these tools before, which, you know, of course, like any of these other video creation tools take you, you know, hours and hours of time to actually learn how to use them. And then, you know, you'll have to spend hours of time creating the content. But, you know, any of these folks, their main job is not creating content anyways. There's, you know, this is something that they just want to get done with and, you know, actually use it in their actual whatever, you know, for whatever use case they need. And that's where we come in as well. For anyone who has never created a video as well, they can still do a very rough recording and get a really professional video in 15 minutes, which was, you know, never
totally
possible.
Agree.
And now because of Clouseau, you know, they can do it. And we've actually had, you know, so many, you know, like small startups as well come to us and tell us that, you know, they never thought that they would be able to create videos like this. But, you know, because of Clouseau, they're able to create really professional videos. They're able to create more content. They're able to create, you know, update, like a feature update video for every feature that they're mm-hmm. launching. Because of which they're able to, you know, increase adoption for the product itself and, of course, have a better customer onboarding and overall a much better customer experience because of, you know, the content that they're creating and how engaging the content is.
Yeah, this is – let me go into this a little bit more because I loved your story. I appreciate how you said here's a small environment, here's a bigger environment, here's how we bridge. And what the two things – the responses I want to give about – to you on that, to that are one of the biggest challenges we have with customer education is how we actually get that content. And what you were saying yep. about what landed with me, and hopefully for the audience, you get what I'm saying here. You're talking about resources. This is a really hard conversation to have in a company. And a lot of the work I've done, both in jobs and now as a consultant too, I'm in and out of all these different companies, and I'm seeing one after the other, the trend. The trend is, I don't have time, I don't have resources, I don't know what to do. Okay?
Yeah.
I will channel a recent engagement that I've had with someone who's a they're a customer success leader, okay? And they've been charged with building the first scaling MVP of a program. How are they going to mm-hmm. do that? Well, they don't know. Now, the that's why I came in to say, look, okay, everybody freaks out when they go to try to build a program and they don't have like an education person. But more and more, yeah. the trend, Neil, that you probably see just like I do, is that we're moving earlier and earlier. We don't have a team for education or enablement. We don't have anything.
Yep.
And who does it? So what – and I'm not trying to be facetious or anything when I say this. When I look to your platform and I see the what's possible around it, two things are calling out to me. But the most important is the ability to scale linearly over time, meaning scaling linearly exponentially is like hockey stick, right? That's the experience that we yep. have as startup people. We have a hockey stick growth if yep. we're doing our job right, which in turn causes a hockey stick of content development and creation of education that gets spread out on everybody's yep. shoulders, right? So I'm a CSM. What am I going to do? Oh my God, I get on the phone and I'm calling, so I'm talking to somebody every day about how to use our product. This doesn't work. And that's the genesis of customer education most of the time. It happens before there's ever a team. And what I appreciate about what Clouseau brings to the table is, now I'm channeling my feeling, my first impressions. I actually recorded these. I have a video. I'm going to do something with it because it's my raw impressions of the platform for the first time. And really, mm-hmm. really net positive. I like others to do this too and see what your clients say too. And what I experienced yeah. is, oh my gosh, this looks like magic. Because I just pulled up something that I know really well. I took, for example, my website and what's the process of posting a podcast. I use WordPress, right? It's all SaaS. That's just more B2C.
Yeah.
So I went through it. I talked through it. And I go, wait, this is it. This is really close. And I go, well, that word's wrong. That word's wrong because AI doesn't catch what C-Lab is. It says C space L-A-B, not, you know, whatever. Anyway, but that took me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And now I have a video and a document that I could spit out in different formats. Now, me as a – now let's channel that senior leader in customer success who has a team of three people in customer success. And they say, Jim, Judy, Joe, you know what? You have this area. You have this area. You have this area. Let's take during this week as we have time between meetings, let's go over these feature sets and just build out a little video. You do this one. You do this one. You do this one. the end of that week or less, or even an evening, we all get pizza and we just work through it. I'm not advocating that. You know, work-life balance is actually extremely important. But there are these crunch times when you have to, right?
Yeah.
So that is the first use case that I say that this is the most important about, because now we can go to somebody else and have them do this. And that content is very, very good. And if it's not awesome, it's only because I need to tweak a few things, polish it up. Boom, I've got a video. Now what? Well, we publish.
Absolutely.
Is there anything I'm missing in that? Because that's one of the most important tools for customer education or any enablement field or L&D even, is getting that meat. What are you doing? How do you do this thing? And it can't be me because I'm not the expert, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's a great point that you brought up as well. And that's something that we have seen with the customers that we have worked with as well. Because, you know, sometimes they need to create, like, you know, let's say content for a lot of new features or like the new models that they have in their product. But then, of course, they are not the ones who created the features, or they don't have all of the context around it as well. And then, you know, there are subject matter experts who know that really well, and they actually end up spending a lot of their time in actually training different teams on, you know, how something works. And then for you to be able to, like, as a customer education person or an enablement team member, if you were to create like a video content or like, you know, documentation for the new module that is getting released, you need to reach out to the subject matter expert, mm-hmm. you know, get them to schedule a time with them, you know, and like get on a call with them, understand what the feature is. And then, you know, there's like a lot of back and forth before you understand it really well and you can actually create the content from scratch. So with a tool like Clouseau, we actually also solve for that, wherein, you know, the subject matter experts can just do a very rough recording and they walk through the feature very quickly as if they're just, you know, training someone on a call, or it could just be actually be a, you know, call recording with them itself that you can record. And you just upload that on Clouseau and then that's it. Clouseau beautifies that video and then builds out the final video for you. So as a customer education team, they are an engine for actually creating really good content that's important for their for your business and product. But then, you know, so that's what they will still be doing. But the initial context is typically missing, which comes from the subject matter experts. And in this case, subject matter experts can do the rough recording, or you can get on a, you know, get a recording from them. And a customer education team member can just, you know, upload that on the platform, like on Clouseau, and then, you know, create a professional content out of it by just spending a few minutes. So now you've avoided all of that back and forth, you know, and even it's like, it saves you a ton of time to, you know, get all of this content out. So that's something that we've seen a lot of, you know, teams really find it very helpful as well, wherein anyone can just do a rough recording. And as a, you know, customer education team, your job is to convey that in the best way possible to your customers once you've got the initial context. And that's exactly what Clouseau helps them do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the key, so you said something, you talked about a workflow at like a bigger organization that really resonates, and I hope resonates with this entire audience. Again, we talked about the small case where we don't have anything. Now there's we've got a team of one or two people, maybe a leader and a team member.
Yep.
I think, or what I'm seeing these days is, because the trend is, hey, we're moving towards smaller teams, we can't support these massive organizations for learning, generally we'll have a couple of people or a program or a project manager. Educational project manager. I think with a few people, your organization, and this is more important than ever, can scale faster. One thing I've seen is that you have a big team build up to build content, and then, now when they don't have enough work to do, right? Or I've got more content that even exceeds that. Now I need to go outside of the organization to third parties.
Yeah.
And with working with a third party now, imagine me, and this is, you know, the stuff I've done too, you're feeding me that content and being that internal subject matter coordinator, and you're saying this is the curriculum we want to build, and you're feeding that off to me, and I go, well, this is wonderful, because now I can polish that or break it up a little bit more. And that's where I want to direct you a different way for a few minutes. And I want to think about you as an ecosystem and fitting into our toolkit. So I'm already convinced, but that's me. I would like to see others demo your platform, and we're going to do a video part of this later on, not as part of this, but come back and do a walkthrough and talk about it in show and tell. So go out there if you're listening, get a demo, try it out, and you'll see what I see. Now let's talk about our stack. So I'm a company, I have an education team. Yep. It might be two or three people. I have different platforms I use. So I do not see Clouseau. I see it as complementary and unique to add to other things that are in the system. Like you talked about Camtasia or Adobe Premiere. We've also seen the rise of tooling called like Vidiate and Synthesia. They're not like you, right? A lot of these can do different things. Where do you see yourself fitting in, see Clouseau fitting into the stack of everyday use? I know what my answer is.
Absolutely.
I want to see where, like, I'm a company, I want to buy these tools. You know, I'm going to need an LMS, I'm going to need whatever. But
totally.
Tell me more about what your thinkings. Wow, yeah. Thoughts are. It's Friday, I can.
Totally. So, you know, in our case, where we fit in is actually on the content creation side of things. So you use Clouseau to build out the content, and then you export them to your existing, you know, knowledge-based platforms or like LMS or anywhere else where you want to actually publish and host all of your videos or build a course. So we come on the content creation side. And now, as you mentioned, there are multiple different tools. For example, a lot of the teams or like, you know, majority of the teams still use Camtasia and Adobe Premiere Pro or like, you know, iMovie to create all of their videos. So these are the most common tools that they use to create, you know, any kind of product demo videos or walkthrough videos or screen recording videos. And one thing here is that, you know, they end up spending a lot of time doing all of, you know, the small things manually, which kind of Clouseau automates. So if for some particular teams, we have actually been able to replace these tools entirely. Now they just use Clouseau to create or, you know, build all of their, you know, product videos and documentation or, you know, any kind of internal training videos as well.
Right.
And in some cases, We've seen that, you know, for some teams, we've been able to replace these tools entirely, and then they just use Clouseau to create all of their content. In some cases, a lot of teams also use Clouseau combined with like something like Camtasia or Adobe Premiere Pro as well. So they use Clouseau initially to build out their first version of their draft, which is 95% there. So of course, we are a new startup. You know, we're growing super, super fast and building out, you know, a lot of features at a very, very rapid pace as well. But of course, there's still some things that we do not offer, let's say in terms of transitions or, you know, some kind of specific animations that you're looking for. So what teams do is they create their first version of the video with Clouseau, which is 95% there. It meets 95% of their requirements. And now they export this video and then put this up on something like, you know, Camtasia or Adobe Premiere Pro to, you know, do those final touch-ups and then, you know, get the final video out. So anyone can still use Clouseau in combination with other tools as well. And for, you know, some folks, they entirely replace the other tools based on their requirements. And you also mentioned a couple of other interesting tools like Synthesia, Vidiate, and there are a couple of other tools in the market as well. Mm-hmm. So actually, let's talk about, you know, how Clouseau differs from these tools, right?
Cool.
So if you've looked at Synthesia, I love them as well. You know, they've got really good avatars on their videos, and then they're great for that. But if you look at Synthesia, their main use case that they're targeting is internal L&D or, you know, L&D training. And then that too for more of, you know, soft skills training or other kind of training videos. What we go after is for screen recorded training videos, any kind of like, you know, how to content or instructional content. And that's where, you know, we beat Synthesia or any other tool as well, because we are specifically built for these kind of, you know, workflows or like these kind of videos. We've been able to automate that workflow more than anyone else.
Yes.
Let's say, you know, because, you know, we are specifically built for screen recorded videos. When you upload a screen recording on Clouseau or record it with Clouseau, we automatically add zoom effects based on where the clicks were made. We automatically generate the script for you. We automatically rewrite the script for you. And then, you know, do all of that and automate all of that workflow for you. But because the other tools are a bit more generic and, you know, specifically not targeting this use case, you know, there, of course, you can still probably achieve what you achieve with Clouseau to, you know, with those tools as well. But it's just, it'll take you a lot more time to do that. And, you know, exactly. So for some use cases, of course, you know, let's say something like Synthesia could be like really, really good and brilliant. But, you know, for any kind of use cases where you need to train someone on how to do something on your screen, then that's where, you know, we kind of beat everyone else. And that's where we want to become the leader as well. And that's how I would position ourselves. And but
that's
yeah, happy to, you know, if there's any other tool that you have in mind. Yeah.
This was exactly what I'd hoped to talk about, because one of the biggest issues that comes up for businesses is what is your stack? What are the tools you're using? What's the workflow?
Yeah.
And what I've been obsessed with, Neil, is, okay, I'll just say it out loud. Could I be a one-person team and be able to affect, and again, I don't want to, audience, don't freak out. We have to move so fast, and companies that are just starting out are the ones that have the biggest hurdle. And that hurdle is,
yeah,
I don't have any resources, I don't have any people, I don't have any time, and we still have to make an outcome. That's always been, people like me and other in this field gravitate to these jobs. You will find, for example, a CSM who says, you know what, screw this, I want to teach. Or you'll find somebody who's been in education that comes in as, I want to talk, I don't want to teach students in a classroom as much as I'd like to get out and talk about software. And we all find this spot. But then the problem is, we know what to do, we can't do it fast. So that's why we've had this emergence of teams and have to go to agencies and have to do all this other stuff. To speed it all up, I need a better workflow. So what I see about Clouseau, and this is how I'll contextualize it for our audience, why I'm intrigued about your future, which is something I want to talk next, is that you're very complementary to our workflow and other tooling that we might have out there, and how you position yourself is exactly what we need. I'm going to continue to use Camtasia, Adobe Premiere, all like some of these other tools, but what I need is what you've got. It's fast, it's accurate, it's I'm not blowing smoke here. I've used the platform and I get it. And I'm like, wow, this does a lot for me. And that speed, that velocity with content that looks really good, that's what I've been looking for out of AI. It's not I won't diminish the value of this. There's tools out there that try to construct educational material on the fly. Without a human guiding that process, the way that let me bring this in. And some of those other systems, bring some stuff and AI will go out and synthesize a bunch of information and give me something. Okay, cool. I'm going to spend hours going through that. If I'm a practitioner, I know the product and I know what I'm trying to do. It's not going to be perfect. It might be way off. What I love about the workflow that I've experienced so far with Clouseau is I'm guiding it. My hand, I clicked here. AI picked that up. Now it's going to take that and auto zoom.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I go, that's what I would have done, Neil. That's what I would have had to do, right? It just happened. Or if I don't like that, take it out. But it's helping guide me, and it's doing the use cases that I need as a learning professional with more fluidity. So now I can focus on, going back to the engagement that I recently had. Had they had this tool and used it and were aware of it, that would have gone 2x as fast or more, because now they didn't have to write
much more tool. Actually.
Right. So that's where I'm like saying, I've worked with this. I love that this is a workflow tool that has a lot of potential going forward. It fits into our ecosystem really well. So tell me now about, we can go through other points, but I want to ask about your future. That what is this roadmap and journey you're on to take the platform to the next level? What things, how are you going to expand on the success you've had so far? That's a hard question to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a lot of questions there. So let's do it one by one. Firstly, one thing that you really mentioned is that, there are tools which, use AI to, of course, create all of the content. But that's not going to work for this kind of specific use case, right? Because as customer education teams or L&D teams or enablement teams, you're creating content for specific use cases to, communicate something specific with your customers. AI or any AI model will not have context about your product. They do not have your product screens to communicate all of that. So AI is definitely not going to replace, any human here, right? So the way we look at it is basically, as you mentioned, we bring AI to make your workflow much, much, much faster. So it fits in really well with your existing workflow itself, wherein you give the initial context because what needs to be done. You know what the context is. You have got the product. So you give that initial context with your own audio of, what you're going through and then, what the screens look like as well. And then basically, as you mentioned, that after you're done with the recording, you would have zoomed in at some specific section or, you would have made some specific fixes in the script. So all of those are very deterministic things. Like anything that is, very... well-defined, let's say, structure or steps, you know, that's something that AI can do really, really well.
Yes.
So in our case, for example, you do a very rough recording, you give all the context. But now, because we've got your brand guidelines and if you inputted those ones, we know what you want your script to look like. So we would automatically take the old script and then, you know, rewrite it in the way you would want it, which you would have otherwise done manually and spent a lot of time on.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, AI is brilliant, for example. And any use case where, you know, it's very deterministic or, you know, where you know the steps are very well defined, instead of, you know, you going through all of those trivial steps and doing all the mundane work, AI would do that for you. And that's exactly where AI will fit in this particular workflow. So it's not going to replace anyone. It's just going to be like a tool that helps you create content much faster so that you can focus on other aspects and actually spend more time with your customers, understanding their challenges a bit more, and then understanding, you know, what are they kind of struggling with, instead of spending hours and hours and hours on just, you know, video editing tools. So that's exactly, you know, where AI fits in. And in terms of what the way we are thinking about it and, you know, envisioning it, right, like what on in terms of what's next. So a couple of very exciting things that we're working on. We actually, you know, actually met Sam Altman very, very recently, the CEO
That's
of OpenAI.
Awesome.
And, you know, we've got, you know, access to their, early access to their, you know, OpenAI new GPT O1 model, which is, again, you know, only very, very few startups have access to that in the entire world right now. And then, you know, we are one of those startups. And so we've already started experimenting with it. And one thing that we are launching soon is something that we have heard from a lot of our customers as well, is, you know, typically whenever there's a new module that's built out or like a new feature or like, you know, what teams end up doing is, let's say from there's a handover that happens from like subject matter experts to, you know, other teams, wherein subject matter experts get on like a training call. They train all the team members on, you know, what the
right.
module is. And it's like a long, you know, 30 to 40 minutes call or sometimes 1 hour calls as well. And similarly, sometimes, you know, spend, and sometimes you spend you know, time with like spend time with on onboarding calls with your customers where you go through like a, you know, 45 50 minutes onboarding call. But then that's where you already have the context. But if you were to create actual videos or, you know, documentation, you would do those manually again, you know, separately each of those. So one thing that we're launching soon, and that's something that we've already started working on, we've already done the prototype for this and it's working really, really well, is now soon you would be able to upload like a long recording on Clusso of, you know, your internal training call or like a customer facing onboarding call as well. And Clusso will automatically create bite-sized videos from that long recording or based on different topics that you covered. It'll different automatically create all of these bite-sized how-to videos and documentation for you, all in just like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. So otherwise, you would have spent each like a lot of time, you know, creating each of these videos separately. Now you don't need to do any of that. You just upload a long recording you have, and Clusso would create so many bite-sized videos for you automatically. Of course, which are all, you know, still customizable. So think about, you know, the kind of potential it has in terms of, you know, how it can help education or enablement teams as well, and especially going back to a subject matter expert point, wherein they've got all the context, but now, you know, education teams need to understand it really well and then, you know, build out each of these content pieces separately again and again, which is, again, a super manual process. But with something like this, it's going to revamp the entire workflow and make it much, much, much faster. And it's also super helpful for you to keep your content updated. Like, you know, their training calls or like customer onboarding calls happen on a regular basis. So, you just, you know, whenever you do the call again, we will see, and then, you know, let's say if something has changed, then because you're doing these calls on a regular basis, you're getting, you know, more and more latest updated content regularly, which can, you know, replace your old content as well. So basically, that's something that we're exploring. Of course, there's so much more to be figured out in terms of, you know, how the workflow would look like.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's something that we're super excited about.
Okay, let me see if I get what you're saying here. That, let me connect to something I did in the past. What I would typically do when I didn't have a lot of time to develop content is do ILT, instructor-led training, web. You know, I do a webinar, basically. I go through the training. I train everybody. And then what I would do, and this sounds very, very much evocative of what that flow is I would just say to my team, okay, hey, I'm going to do this piece. This is the 101. And you're going to do this next piece, and it's a 102. Like, whatever, we block up our training. And we loop. Mm-hmm. And every quarter, every few months, every 2 or 3 months, we come back and we do it again. And we record it again. And then we put that back up on the website. So it sounds like what you're saying to me is that now kind of through Are you saying that the AI is more like an agentic AI that can learn and retain some patterns and some memory and then go through and help you update that content? And now I could visualize a workflow where, let's say, I'm a really small company. It's me and two other people. We focus on, we're just going to do the VILT every month and we're in Swash repeat.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it back to Kluso for any updates that happen. Kluso can help us break that up and recontextualize and update, make the changes with our coaching, with our eyes. But now we're accelerating that process, putting that back up on the shelf of LMS or something like that. So that now my team,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful, because there are some cases, Neil, and some customer education teams and enablement teams and such that need that high touch training, right? There's a reason a human being is conducting a training class. And it is typically either you're going to focus on instructor-led training or you're going to do on-demand training.
Yeah.
But you can't have the time for both. On a live training doesn't scale. Now what I see this emerging into from a longer term AI-based campaign is, now I focus on building great content. I'm talking. I'm doing my craft. Now I have an assist to help me break that up and keep it online too. I get both. That's cool.
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly, you know, what we are trying to solve for as well. And one more use case I want to mention here is sometimes, you know, some companies have custom, you know, sort of, let's say they customize this product for, you know, different customers that they work with, especially the enterprise customers that they work with. And, you know, they have onboarding calls with each of them. But of course, you know, when you share the onboarding or training call with them, no one wants to watch our long recordings, right? And it's just, you know, not engaging enough and no one wants to do that. Everyone is just watching, like, you know, shorts and TikToks and whatnot. And, you know, people don't want to watch our long recordings. But with Kluso now, instead of sending over that long recording to your customers, you just, you know, put that long recording on Kluso, get bite-sized content, and then share that folder with your customers. Now, you know, their experience is much better. You as a company have got much more content, and then, you know, overall number of support tickets are reducing, number of training calls are reducing as well, and your customers are having much, much better experience. So it's like a win-win for everyone. And it can have like a huge, you know, business impact as well.
You know what you were just saying? Okay, I've got to let my tongue catch up to my brain, but this really makes me excited because you've identified a kind of a third way. One way is,
yep,
I train you. We sit down and we go through training. I have that recording. Cool. Nobody's ever going to look at that. Or if they do, it's begrudgingly. Two, it's I built an on-demand training curriculum, and now you can go to the university and take that. So, but there's that edge case where, and I'll talk specifically about Outreach. Outreach was a company that I worked for. It was about sales and sales engagement. We were there, and we intentionally had to meet with clients for that training. Why? And that wasn't ever going to go away, even though I had on-demand training. Why? Contextualization, localization, personal, making it personal, not personalization, but making it personal. So I come to you and your team, your group of sales development reps and an AE, and you're building your process. What do you know about Outreach? Well, I can give you that training online, which I've created by Kluso, by the way. You know, I'm just talking about a bigger workflow. But right now I'm talking about that edge case that I have to retain by a contract with me and my customer, a very personal, very customized one-on-one training. Now what you're saying is that's garbage. The output of that is garbage, usually. It's, oh, well, Jim came on and everybody laughed, and then Jane talked about such and such, and she's the head of the team and wanted to give a rah-rah speech. And that, you know, we don't have time for that crap. But now this is where I would channel the voice of the trainers, the training team that I had, which are amazing. What they did is put the spin on it for you. So they go, oh, well, hey, Neil, I know you. I know Kluso. Hey, you know what? We're not going to talk about this. You have a really good question. It's about that. We don't ever talk about that in training, right? And now you could go,
absolutely.
Now, okay, we get training done and you go, well, hey, Judy wasn't there today and she's our admin. And crap, okay, we missed that. So you'd send a video. Or more likely than not, you'd get on the phone call with Judy because she's the most important person in that company and you'd do it all over again, right? Now, every point. So this is actually connecting into tools like Gong, right? I might actually be using Gong complementary to my training, which, you know, then I have this video. I've got Gong. I've got feedback and sentiment. I've got Clouseau that can tear all this down. And I have this personalized training for them that I can hand over their enablement team and say, here you go. That's yours forever. And we'll come back and do it again next month if you want to. We'll come back and do it again. I could do other workshops and classes. I'm getting really excited. The other thing I didn't think about was, what if I gave a workshop and I'm doing this workshop every quarter and I'm doing it to another field? Well, hey, Neil, I'm talking me personally. What do I do with that? Well, if I send somebody a 2 to 4 hour recording, they're going to, I'm not looking at that. And now I can build on-demand versions of the content that I have or use that to help me. Yeah, we got to talk more. I want to use your product even more. this solves a problem that we've had for a long time, which is the currency of information, how to break it down. And I've been scared to death about what people have been saying about AI. It's just not cutting it for what we need to do here. And it's doing some of the things that are really helpful, but now you're finding a way. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. It's just going to get better and better from here. So there's so much more we want to do. And then that's exactly when talking to you and other customer education teams that we work with really helps because we can actually understand what are the problems that you all face on a regular basis in your workflows and then try and solve for those problems, like the most pressing problems, and then solve for those so that you can focus on the other aspects of your job which cannot be solved with AI. That's exactly our goal. And then one thing that we absolutely have been so fortunate to see and so it's been so great to see for us is we've started working with like a few customer education teams over I think last few months and like close to 8 to 10 months. And one thing that we have seen is, any teams, like 50% of the companies that we talk to, tell us that, someone who is already using the product told them about Clouseau. So like, our customers have automatically already become our, sales team. So like on customer education community, whenever anyone's asking about, what are the AI tools that you all are using, our customers are like going and commenting on this community saying, we use Clouseau and we absolutely love it. And then, it's just so good to see that, the customers are liking it so much that, they themselves are like, they keep recommending others again and again, and we don't even have to do any kind of sales, honestly, which is great to see. So that's exactly where we would like to be as well, and we'd continue to do as well, wherein you just ideally do want to understand the problems that they face on a regular basis. We solve for the problems and build a product that actually solves for the problems, and our customers themselves become the spokesperson for the product, and then they actually share about it with the world. So that's been very, very awesome to see.
The word of mouth catching fire, getting everybody excited. That's also why this helps too, because what we're doing is contextualizing that whole energy for the kinds of potential it has to save us that time. I need this every day, and I think about I go into to work with a client, and a lot of the role that I play is simply awareness of the tool sets, because what we always joke about in the customer education community is this isn't like you can go to school for customer education, not like you can for instructional design or some kinds of L&D or learning theory or what have you. It's more, some of my favorite people in this network say, we don't want people to experience the problems that we had to deal with, which was, here's the very, very American saying of, when I was a child, I had to walk both ways uphill to get to school every day, and I liked it. No, okay.
Yeah.
whatever, old timer. That's not the way we do things anymore. I want for people not to have to sit in a recording room for an entire week and record stuff. I want them to go do their job. And their job is to help people understand the technology that we have and use it to their best ability, but get that micro, Like, I think now again about what would be the, okay, here's something that we're using Riverside to record this. One of the reasons that Riverside FM has become sticky for me is because of what it can do with workflow. For example, I get done with this. If I had it all set up and configured right, I could click the button and say, yeah, fine, edit it. And it's going to go do an automatic edit as best it can. It's not like Clisso. I don't have the same kind of interface, but kind of, I do.
Yeah.
And then it could load to, I use a tool called Castos. I actually just interviewed Craig from Castos about his workflow and about the podcasting space. So he's thinking about this for podcasting in a similar context, and Riverside is implementing these kinds of tools where now we have the micro. Imagine we had Clisso there doing that function where I'm in with the client, I'm breaking up that content, I have little snippets and pieces of the most important highlights. I could even use that to say, okay, we saw that Judy was talking about this thing at this feature, and there's a little video snippet of her, and that I could just grab that and put it on our internal website and talk about to our enablement team. This is the value prop of why we all have to learn this new tool or something. So the art of the possible was what we're always chasing here. And it's so far, I'm really enjoying the platform. There's so much to do. So for the audience, get out there and try a demo. I highly encourage it. We don't give kudos lightly at C-Lab. You know, it's earned, and it's definitely a great tool.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot coming from you.
Yeah, it's important, my friend. We need better tools than you're making them. So let's do this. Is there any other stuff? I know we've talked a lot. I think organically we've hit a lot of the topics that you wanted to. You're expanding into the market. You're getting a lot of good word of mouth. You've been out there for like 15 months. You've got I'm just looking through some of the things, 300 plus companies using the platform. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Any other big important topics or things you're looking forward to over the next year that you're going to work on?
Absolutely. So one thing I do want to mention, which we've already worked on and we've seen a lot of customers find a lot of value in, is actually the translation piece, the localization piece, right? We have had customers. So with Clisso now, once you've created a video in one language, you can translate it into 37 plus languages with just a click. So in just a few minutes, we can get the video in different languages. So one of our customers, they actually, have a global customer base. And they've got, customers in a lot of different countries like India, China, Spain, Germany, France, of course, US, a couple of countries in Latin America as well. And they basically have a global customer base.
Yeah.
And, for them to be able to actually educate their customers elsewhere, it was almost impossible for them. Like, they had to hire team members in each of these geographies so that, they could train the, customers in those geographies as well. And of course, in-person training or one-on-one training cannot really scale a lot. And you always need on-demand training as well. And which is not possible until, the feature that we launched until tools like Clisso came in as well. And we have now seen this customer, they create a video in English and then translate it into 10 plus languages with just a click. So once they've got the video, they can do it in 10 plus languages, and they've got, they're sharing it with all their different geographies, the customers in all their different geographies. And this was basically almost impossible before because of course, how much time it takes, how resource intensive it is. And of course, actually finding out the agencies who would do this for you or, hiring folks in different countries who would do that for you. So it's like, it was basically impossible, but now because of Clisso, they're able to do that. So their customers, of course, are having much better experience. They're able to acquire more customers now because of, their localization itself. And, that's something that we've seen a lot of customers finding a lot of value in as well. And that's also another thing that, we're going to spend a lot of time on, which is, improving these, language translation piece even more. So right now what we've seen is it's 95% there, which means, once you've got a video in English and if you want it to be in Spanish, it's 95% there, which means that all the context is still conveyed to the users. But of course, there are some words, which are not perfect, which are maybe super formal and not something that you'd use on a regular basis. So, we're also working on, improving that entire workflow itself a bit. And apart from that, a lot of work is actually going on in improving the final video quality. So like, you know, adding more transitions, more, you know, animations, more effects, adding slides in between to split, you know, the video into chapters and, you know, like add breaks in between and all of that. So there's, you know, a lot more work that we're doing in terms of like improving the, you know, making the videos even better so that you don't even need to use any of the other tools, even if your quality requirement is super high. And also making the process itself faster. Like, you know, how do we make this even faster for you? And so these are some things that we always continue to work on. We are super excited about, you know, all of these things. And of course, one, the best part about this job is, you know, we personally love working with, you know, the customers we have. Like, if I had a chance, I would spend my 24/7 with the customers, which is pretty much what I'm doing right now as well. But, you know, it's just that we're so excited about the space we are in itself and, you know, the customers that we are working with. So it's just, you know, just weird. I can't even like, you know, describe it in words how excited I am to be building this product and like, you know, and then working with the customers. Yeah.
It's, yeah, you're encapsulating the excitement and joy of a startup, and you're leading off with education and building tools for all of us to do things better. So Neil, thank you for your time today. It's, you know, I know we've been trying to connect and chasing each other for a while because you've been traveling so much. This is wonderful. So let's take it on out again. You've done a really wonderful job, and we're going to follow this up later on, not necessarily immediately, with some video work. I'd like to get you or maybe even some of your customers to talk through a demo. I've used it.
Absolutely.
Where can we get a demo? Is there a URL? We just go to cluso.io.
Yeah,
we'll
so you
up.
Can just go to cluso.io and then cluso.io, and that's it. That's the website, and you can directly sign up for a trial, or, you know, if you've got some questions, I'd love to chat with you as well, so you can directly book a demo with me as well, and I'd love to, you know, get on the call, understand your use cases, your requirements, and, you know, see how we can help you out better. And so always just go to the website, you can sign up for the trial.
Fantastic.
Or book a demo with us to learn more about Cluso and get started.
Cool. All right. Well, let's take it on home. Wonderful job today. Thanks again, Neil. And you can find Neil and me both out on LinkedIn. Reach out, go to cluso.io, learn more about it. All right. Remember, thanks for joining C-Lab. If you want to learn more, we have a podcast website. Of course we do, at customer.education. You can find all our show notes, links, things that I can't give you here on an audio feed. We'll also put a link to Neil's site and where you can do a demo. We're also part of the customer education community. It's a family of folks out there where you connect with, learn from, share your ideas with your peers and leaders that are making a difference. And remember, never forget this. Special thanks to Alan Coda for our theme music. And remember, if this helps you out, you can help us out by subscribing to any of our feeds and any of the podcatchers out there, Overcast, Stitcher, of course, Apple, and leave a review. That helps us keep doing this thing and finding more people. And that's our job today. So to our audience, thanks for joining us. Get out there, educate, experiment, and find new people. Thanks, everybody.